Hey there, my friend, it's Trisha Carr. Real quick before we head into this episode, I just want to make sure that you know about Modern Mystic Life, a subscription service for spiritual mentoring and education. The monthly subscription is only $11.11 per month. We have regular support and inspiration delivered with the utmost ease right into your text messenger 2 to 4 times per week. You can use your mobile device or your desktop messenger to access the lessons and meditations, a monthly MP3 download of a produced meditation, at least once per month live meditation led by me. There is no account login, and we have a monthly live class workshop. These are usually $35 for non-subscribers, so it is quite a deal. And the community is amazing. This is a way for you to support the Charmed Life podcast and also a way for us to be able to work more closely together. So do check out how you can subscribe in the show notes. I hope to see you there. Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe, and I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. Welcome to this episode. This is going to be a solo episode, and I'm actually sharing with you some exclusive content that I really believe will be a blessing to you. So welcome to this episode. Again, I'm Trisha, and if you're new to the podcast, my big, fat, wide heart open to you. Sorry, I hope the word fat isn't like offensive. I mean that tongue in cheek. You know, like when I was a little kid, my sister may have said, that's a big fat lie. You know, that kind of thing. That's what I mean by that. I don't mean anything about bodies or anything like that. all in good fun. Sometimes, you know, you got to be silly in order to be lightened up in this world. So yes, if you're new, welcome. And of course, if you've been around a while, I love you so very much. I love you all. And that's why I end these episodes. If you're new, you may not know this. I end these episodes with the phrase, I love you, whoever you are. And I mean that. I really mean that with all of my heart. It's my intention. It's my commitment. It's my practice to be aligned in unity consciousness to love everyone, whoever they are. Am I perfect at it? I really doubt it, right? Who could be? But it's me stating an intention as a life's work. And so now what this episode is about, this one is a solo episode, and that means, you know, I'm not having a conversation with someone else. And it's interesting. I feel like I took a hiatus from the podcast, but as I go to package and present this episode, I realize it was actually only like 10 days, but I think I may have had a little more than a week between the two episodes before that too. That's, I don't know. I've had that before, but for some reason it's felt like I was taking a little bit of a hiatus because I have been in a sort of different cycle, in a reset, if you will, because, well, a few reasons. We need those every now and again, right? I also just completed a transition that we all go through if we're lucky, because it's something that happens after a certain amount of years. And that transition is called the Chiron return. And the Chiron return is, Chiron is the wounded healer. And so when you're at your Chiron return, there can be core wounds that come up to be healed. And that's typically what happens. And so if you're not familiar with it, that happens between the ages of 48 and 50. And as I record this, I am 4 weeks, a little shy of 4 weeks from my 50th birthday. And so there's other transitioning happening with that as well. I actually did talk about it on another episode where I had Lisa Boat on, who is a person who is a female hormonal trend. I'm not saying her title exactly right. She's a hormonal expert, and she facilitates women in the life transition of menopause, and I mean, with that comes other things that are life coaching, which would be like empty nesting and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So anyway, when Lisa was on my podcast, I had just experienced that I thought that I was just beginning menopause, and or perimenopause it actually is. And I still may be kind of starting it. I seem to be striking it a little behind my sisters who are my exact same age. I don't mean my literal sisters. I mean like my peers, you know, people that I went to high school with and all of that, or just other people my exact same age. I'm a little behind on getting that process going. At any rate, I'm just kind of sharing right now in general, but I've been in a transitional period, and what that amounted to or looked like for me was to dig into a sort of self-care where I could break old patterns and restart the way that I am approaching my life's work or my mission, which for me also looks like a career that I'm creating, a business, but it is how I am of service. And it's all creative. Everything that I do is, you know, hubbed in creativity and, of course, the spiritual and intuitive arts and spiritual intuitive service. So in December, instead of starting to actually move forward to create the next program or start the next program that I create, you know, again, in case you're new, I'm a spiritual teacher and I'm an intuitive, a channel. I also teach things like human design. I am a hypnotherapist, meditation teacher and leader, and I create meditation audios, and not just by recording me talking about something, but my husband and I collaborate because he is a musician and sound design expert. And so we have some really big plans coming up, but it did take a little bit of period of me choosing to step away from the creating process so that I could basically recreate my creating process. And I've told some people in my communities, because I didn't stop completely. I still have been doing Sacred Sphere. I have still been doing my Modern Mystic community. And I've also been doing my one-on-ones. And then I worked on a couple of other projects in the meantime, too, from which I'm learning some really great things that I'll be taking into the, you know, next iteration of my path and my service. And those other projects, they're ending. They were seasonal, if you will. So anyway, in December, I had a heart-to-heart with Spirit, with my guides, and they asked me, well, what do you want? And I said, I don't want to just start right away. I want to give space. I want to dig down into it. I want to have the space to create the most authentic way that I can right now. And so that's what happened. And like I said, in the interim, I got a couple, it's actually more like three projects that came on. One is one that does happen twice per year anyway. It's a class that I teach at HMI College of Hypnotherapy. So that was expected. And I teach it for a month and then, you know, go back into my regular pace of teaching it. I teach at HMI every month anyway, but, you know, like two or three classes a month rather than a really immersive program, which is what I just went through again. And then a couple of other things that are, you know, kind of segueing out. And so I learned some things in all of those projects that they're all spiritual based. They're all directly related and correlated to what I am creating. So it's kind of amazing how we, you know, Spirit just helps us to create when we get down to the brass tacks of our intention and what is authentic. And then I was cleaning up the post shadow of that Chiron return too. And by the way, heading toward my birthday, my solar return. So it's pretty magnificent and amazing. And so this episode, besides sharing that with you, I'll just give you a teaser without really any details, that in about 2.5 to 3 weeks from the time that I am releasing this episode, I will be announcing that next big thing that is really the culmination of everything. And I intend to make it easy for people to access. And I have a flexibility around it that I believe will allow people who are spiritual seekers and on some kind of a mission to be in unity consciousness and service. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it is your career. It just means that it is your passion, which is what would drive you to a podcast like this, right? And many others. And so just keep your ears open. You'll hear it on the podcast, but I also encourage you to join my newsletter, my mailing list, because that's the best way to receive that kind of information. And I'm so excited, so excited. And then this episode, I'm actually going to play for you. It's from Sacred Sphere. And Sacred Sphere is my ongoing development community that meets twice per month. And it is for manifestation, intuition, and intuitive ability development. And I teach, I lead meditation, people get readings and give readings. And it really is for all levels. Because if you are not a reader, you can come to learn, to meditate, and to receive readings, and just to, to be in community. And if you are an intuitive or a healer, then it's a place for you to practice and enhance your skills, you know. So it's amazing. You'll hear me talk about it on the podcast, and you can join anytime. And so this is actually a lesson from the most current Sacred Sphere, and it is about self-care for the healer or the spiritual seeker or the person who is here to shine their light on our world as one who is, you know, spiritually developing themselves and caring for others and loving others. So I found it to be, I learned a lot just by, if you ever want to learn something, teach it. And so I feel like I learned a lot. I feel like it did a lot of it gave us a lot of support. And so I wanted to go ahead and share it on the podcast. And so I hope you enjoy. Talk about today is actually self-care for the healer, self-care for the intuitive, whether you do it as a profession or not, but especially if you do it as a profession. But some people don't do it directly. Like, I make money from doing sessions. You know what I mean? It's still just what you do. This is why Wayshower is such a great, I think, way to encapsulate it. It is what you do. It is the cornerstone of your life. It is your mission. It is your purpose. You need, the healer must always be healing. And the client number one is me, is self. You always need to, and part of the Sacred Sphere, as it was jump-started, is Spirit knocked on my door on September 27th and said, if you do not have a growth mindset actively every single day in all of the areas that are important to you, then you will hit a downward spiral. That is the nature of the human. And that is just our nature, is a negativity bias. And that's the exciting thing, is because in that process of recognizing that, we become the I am. We create our life. Nothing is carrying. Oh, well, there is a lot carrying us. But the illusion that nothing is carrying us is what we opted into. And so we're ever vacillating between forgetting and remembering, forgetting and remembering. That's the glory that we get. And when we remember, then we have the glory of the experience. It is both a paradox of feeling as though we earned it, and yet it isn't something that could ever be earned, that it couldn't be achieved. And yet somehow we got to opt in fully into the process, into the experience. And we recognize, again, the other paradox of I am creator and creation at once, that creator doesn't exist without creation. Creator doesn't exist without creation. God doesn't exist without us. Because the all that is all that there is, without any consciousness, without any awareness. Unless there is something to regard, unless there is something to create, there is no creator. And in the sense of the Torah, the Old Testament saying we were made in God's image, literally we get the spark of creator to do with as we choose and as we please, and then the free will that is absolute. And yet at the same time, it's this concept of being perpetually in radical surrender and radical responsibility. Your ability to respond, your ability to opt in and to relax, your ability to take action and to receive. These things work. These are the essence. This is the essence of starlight. And by the way,
I don't know if it's going to be the title of it or if it's just going to be a key line in it. This program is going to be astral development. Astral is the essence of the stars, the essence of the cosmos. You are made, you are composed of stardust. You are the same as the stars. There are many perspectives or paradigms that might think that the archangels, what we experience as the archangels, are literally just stars. It is the soul of stars, changing formation in the way that we can be benefited, the way that is relevant for us to infuse the remembrance of the truth of who we are. And so the self-care for the healer, we need to always be in an intentional growth mindset. We can break it down into the triunity of what we are, body, mind, spirit, and these always need to be fortified. These always need to be upgraded. These always need to be nurtured and loved. Now, this isn't to suggest that there's any kind of perfection to be in, or that, yes, there is, I think there is a threshold, if you will, that we have, higher self has in mind that we cross in order to be in service. And that is still imperfect, you know what I mean? And then past that threshold, when we are in service, then we are still, we're still in our ascension process. We're still in our remembering, our forgetting and remembering process. And the more that when we get into service, we click into the baseline of our intention. And so while we may not be perfect and we may not be healed when we're in healing process or ascension process, we can click into the intention, and the intention carries it. So you can be the perfect way shower for when you're in service, because your intention is to only, you know, have that focus of being what is helpful. You don't know what it is. You're not saying, I know how, for the other person. You don't even know how for yourself, but you're aligning with the intention that they can move forward in their healing journey, in their process. And they have the choice to receive that. And however, the more that we are in and always in our growth mindset, the easier it is for us to be in service. And there's no judgment except of ourselves. There's no assessment or discernment of how well we're doing. This is a journey never ends. Yet there is, again, so much glory in the sense of continuing in our ascension process. And we will continue to create a higher level of service. And it's so hard to say the words higher level, because on the one hand, there's no hierarchy. It's always a journey. It's always a journey. And yet at the same time, of course, there is the satisfaction of moving from glory to glory. And so self-care for the healer. We'll just call ourselves healers for the sake of this. Let's start with body. Always improving how we are servicing the physical instrument of the body. The physical instrument of the body is spirit. It is crystallized spirit. And it is crystallized light. It is crystallized energy. And it is always showing us how to start over. So if we're having injury or illness or anything along those lines, it might be reflecting something that is about habits or patterns that want to be ascended, or it could be reflective of something that higher self wants us to experience, that, you know, we want to experience. And none of it is bad or wrong or anything along those lines. The journey does get a little smoother and swifter the more that we are nurturing all of the aspects of ourselves. So the things to keep in mind about the body, obviously, are intake and output. That's what it boils down to, electric and magnetic. Electric is the output. It's the active energy. Magnetic is the input. It's what we receive. It's the passive energy. It's what we consume. So consumption, obviously, in the solid and liquid forms. And however you want to always be mindful of that and upgrading it, because that for some may also be in the float tank. That's a part, you know, I've never actually even done that. It's just something that is showing up as something that someone might do as a therapy for themselves, to be in a ISO float tank with, you know, sensory deprivation and the communing with water in that way. And that water is salinated, so it would also be communing with the element of earth. In this way, you're receiving in the body, but also with the spirit, you know, aspect of it. But it's mainly about a bodily experience.
And we will be right back. Hello, Charmed Life listener. It's Trisha, and I am making a special invitation for you to Sacred Sphere. This is a bi-monthly communal learning, practice, and resonance space. It is your community for intuition, manifestation, and spiritual development. It's happening twice per month, and there are special benefits if you subscribe so that you can go to every one of these or see the replays. It is a place for your deep immersive healing and your powerful manifestation practice to unfold in your life. I'm so excited about this. The vision for this is large and wonderful. We're going to be changing our own lives, and I believe we're going to be changing the world. So check it out. The link is in the description. We can't wait to work with you, to see you, to love you there. Empowered Empath. This is a program designed for the sensitive soul, for the person with that empathic nature. And by the way, that is a healing ability. However, this is a healing ability that you can't turn off. You cannot turn off your empathic nature, because it's more than just a psychic or healing ability. It is also how you are designed. So the Empowered Empath is a powerful program that is also gentle. It consists of 4 modules with 8 life-altering lessons, 4 aura tuning meditations, and we have bonus group healing and coaching sessions that are coming up really soon. You definitely want to check the show notes so you can see when those are coming up. You have access to it for a whole year. You'll be able to continue to water the garden of your empathic nature. You'll learn how to feel centered and peaceful as a sensitive person, how to use your gifts as a superpower that they are meant to be, and you'll be receiving attunement and healing and new life strategies to live in the power and purpose of your sensitive nature. It's especially tailored for those who want to turn their empathic and sensory overwhelm into intuitive strength. It is immersive yet very gentle program, and it's suitable for all levels of development. And I especially recommend it for those whose human design body graph reveals that they have an undefined emotional solar plexus. So if you are just ready to turn that sensitive sponging into the thing that we really need right now, we need your sensitive genius shining on this planet to be in the high frequency, high functioning of your sensitive superpower. So join Empowered Empath. You have access to the lessons starting right away. Oh, by the way, it's very affordable and even comes with payment plans. Only $177 for all of this content, and you can make a payment plan of 3 months or 6 months. I made it extremely affordable and accessible because I know what it's like to need the help. So if it's your first time of really healing your empathic nature, or you need to do it another time, this is the program for you. I can't wait to see you there. And now back to the show.
This also feeds into, well, all of the things you can imagine, the way that we're receiving emotions as well, because emotions come into the body and how we're experiencing the emotions. And this is bleeding over into the spirit and the mind, but to recognize that emotions come into the body. So what we're exposing the body to as an environment, whether it's literal, physical, material environment or virtual, same thing, because we are non-local beings. We are having a non-local experience. Everyone's having a non-local experience now that we're past the information age and we're in the consciousness age. We're all having a non-local experience. I mean, honestly, we started having it somewhat when radio waves were understood and harnessed, and then when, you know, they could transmit, but, you know, telephones, televisions, film, and now this is even like even more. This is live. And then what we're doing is beyond all of that, but it is a remembrance. We've been through a remembrance of it, but these environments are also, they're real environments. And so these are things to consider as the body, as what we're taking in, what we're consuming. And food, solid and liquid materials, as well as sound and light materials, how we're consuming in the physical body. That's the consumption, the output, how we're moving the body. Tracy's a wonderful example of the output. He has his martial arts discipline, remembering that the word discipline, the root of it is disciple. To whom or what are you a disciple? Your self-discipline means that you are a disciple to yourself, which is the only way you could be a disciple or in service to others. So the things to consider in body movement, to simplify it, is moving across the earth, pushing against the earth, as well as stretching your earth. So we've got three things. So walking, running, swimming, moving, you know, moving across the earth on the horizontal plane. Then on the vertical plane, pushing against the earth. You know, Tracy's discipline of martial arts has both in it, and a lot of pushing against the earth. So we have yoga, we have weight training, we have plyometrics, we have climbing, you know what I mean? Things like that where we're challenging and pushing, and we're interacting with gravity on the vertical plane. And, you know, some things integrate both, right? Obviously, high intensity interval training integrates both. Tai Chi would be integrating both to some degree. Qigong and Tai Chi and all of those. And then, yes, stretching also. So yoga or just stretching and hyperbolic stretching and remembering to do these things. That's how you are manipulating your earth, this element of earth. So this is fundamental. I started with the body because it's so fundamental, because we are taught to ignore our body. We are conditioned to ignore our body. The classroom is too cold for you? Well, that's what all the good little girls and boys are doing. They have to sit in this cold classroom. Yeah, but that's just one example. That's obviously personal. Church is too cold for you? Your body doesn't feel comfortable on the pew? Behave, you know? Anyway, we are taught to ignore the body, and some of that is completely innocent, because we do need to be, the children need to be shown that if you walk around naked in the world, you will not be able to get a job or whatever, or you will be arrested. It's just a part of the forgetting and remembering process. So remembering to, that the body and what the body is experiencing is fundamental. So we're talking also about, now the element of air comes into play with movement a lot, right? And the getting the heart rate up, what is it, like over 90 BPM for 10 minutes? Like, that will increase your health every day. That will increase your health by such an exponential amount. And that's really not that much. That's 10 minutes of walking briskly around the block. It's really, but I think we can all imagine. First of all, there are plenty of days I haven't done that. And second of all, are the way that the society is set up, it doesn't necessarily afford that, right? So if someone were too busy to work some body movement into their 9-to-5 work with a commute on either end, hopefully they could take some stairs to and from work every day. And that would be, you know, one way to do it. But anyway, but also nervous system regulation, and all of the movement comes in to support that. In the Michael channeling a few months ago, someone asked about what they needed to know about, I don't remember if it was career or finances or both. And Michael said that regulate your nervous system, breathe. Because if your fire element is not properly regulated, attenuated, meaning it's not too dull and not too fierce, your magnetism will not be all that it could be. And people literally can't see you. Your co-creative partners can't even see you. You don't show up on their screen of creation as the one to connect with. If your fire element, so just by breathing, as simple as that is, but these practices to, you know, help the body as well. They want me to mention the gut biome because this is so important for our, well, we're carrying a host of entities around with us, right? That's what the microbiome is. It's a bunch of little critters with consciousnesses. And so when we consume something that throws us off balance, that's not perfectly healthy and nutritious, which is okay, because by the way, when we do that, sometimes it challenges the society, it creates a disruption, and then it can create a recalibration, but we want to do it very mindfully, you know? So we're not talking about being a perfect in any way. In fact, disrupting is a great it's utilitarian for something like the microbiome. But anyway, when we, let's say we have, I've had several friends or something who are like, have an allergy to some food and yet they eat it anyway. They're like, it's okay. It just gives me a headache for like a day. Or it's okay. My skin just, I just break out in a rash for a day. And I'm like, why on earth would you want to live through that habitually? You know, that is your body saying no. And well, the thing is that when we eat something that is, especially with a habit, but when we eat something that is not healthy for us, the population of this microbiome has to create more entities that are capable of consuming it, of removing it. So then the backswing of that is we have a population of entities that eat that and they want it. And that's why cravings come in. And that's why cravings are hard to resist, but they can be resisted. We just have to hold the sovereign and mindful state so that those little critters can be washed away, because we thank you for your partnership. Bye-bye. So it's really important for us, though, because it keeps us clear and keeps us available, because our this is one of our brains. One brain here, one brain here, one brain here, that are in the body, you know, that are helping to funnel the consciousness energy as we're utilizing our bodies at this time. Okay, mind. We've already started to touch into the mind, but how you're feeding your mind and how you're exercising your mind. So same thing, consumption and activity. Giving it different things, as well as continually working in your mastery. And so the mind-body connection, it cannot be overlooked. And these two work symbiotically and in correlation. But we still look at them interdependently, but we look at them separately so we can make sure that we are, because when I say body, we think of food, right? And when I say mind, we think of reading, kind of, you know, for example. So yes, consider those things. Consider what it is that we are studying, what we are, and how we can throw in new things. Just like with the microbiome, it's good to throw in new things. But yeah, are we watching, are we studying what's going on in popular culture to our own detriment, or in politics to our own detriment? Now, you may have, especially with the politics thing, that might be a part of what is healthy for you as well. How much of that you're consuming, how much you are being informed by that. But remember, inform means you're putting it in your form. You are putting it in your body. It goes through your mind into your body. You will have an emotional experience from these things. So that's the symbiosis again. And but yeah, always in the growth mindset of that, which is again the point, the reason what I intend to service. Also, how we are expanding the capacity of our mind and using our mind. So when we are in our journeying, for example, we're setting an intention, we're allowing our mind to expand to be the stage of that which is occurring, and we kind of relax to where we have the experience of no mind, but then we also are having the experience of mind, being able to use our mind as a tool and also as a transmitter, you know, to be able to receive. Of course, once again, it's not just the brain mind, it's these two as well, and then it's the greater mind, the higher mind. And so then, yes, allowing higher mind to occupy physical mind, or higher self to occupy physical self. And, but, you know, to be able to actively expand and curate that which we are receiving and that which we are doing with our mind. And then spirit. And this is what is holding all of it together, right? But this comes down to love, holding the frequency of love and holding the frequency of creation, which for some may seem like art, but it's also just manipulating energy, to recognize that you are here to manipulate energy, to allow energy to go from one form into another all the time, materialization and dematerialization. And yes, to experience resonance, which feels like love to us, and to love. Sometimes I leave the house and spirit reminds me, this is the opportunity to just love others. When you see someone, to be like, wow, there's another version of me or another version of God. How wonderful that I get to love this person, even if they're on the other, they're just crossing the street, whatever it is. And that, what a gift to ourselves, and, you know, to be in that resonant frequency all the time. And so the spirit is holding all of that together. And again, love and art kind of come into play here as the ways that we're manipulating energy, because as we're experiencing these different ways that we, you know, our mystical and metaphysical philosophies, that we are creating thought forms and or egregores, and we are uncreating them or dematerializing them and reshaping them. And, you know, we're being artists in the landscape of the astral. And to hold that space of it being a reality and yet ineffable at the same time is how we move so powerfully through the trajectory of being a creator. And I'll just, I know maybe, I don't know if all of you have heard me talk about this. Egregore is something we will talk about a lot in the program, I think, or thought forms, because we are a thought form reality. And thought form is something in along the crystallization process. There's a thought or a feeling, and then it becomes more crystallized, the more energy that is contributed to it. And in our experience, it becomes physical at some point. And all of the shades, all of the degrees of that creation are valid and true and real, if you will. Now, there's true capital T for all of us, but that just boils down to love, right? That's all that could possibly be. That is the only truth. And our relationship to it, our forgetting of it, our exploration of the edges of it, or the opposite of it, if that's possible, the polarity of it, is what we're doing here. And so it's, you know, for example, the concept of reincarnation is both real, but also not real. And whatever is relevant for you at the time, because right now, this moment, this now, from this perspective in this form, is the only thing that is real, you see, or true. And yet at the same time, me at 11 years old is true and real, because I can think her into reality. Me having a life in provincial France in the 1600s is real if it's relevant to me, either by negative or positive relationship to it, you know. And bringing it back to that, to the again, the beauty and the glory of this being the reality. I see, like, for example, archangels as that pantheon. Obviously, there are other cultures having spiritual experiences who don't use Archangel Michael. And so, but, and yet Archangel Michael shows us that he is real, because when I first met Michael, he showed me some things that he also showed Jamie when the first time she met him. And we had never connected with one another or connected with someone else who had those experiences. So, you know what I mean? Like, these thought forms or egregores. Egregore is a collective thought form. Many people have been thinking and feeling toward that energy for the sake of relevance, for the sake of love, for the sake of creation, for the sake of experiencing the glory of existing. And there are commonalities to show us that we are unified. And I feel like the energies of stars, whatever that would be, step into these quantum vehicles and will reflect and flex according to what is relevant to the individuals, and yet also say, yes, Jamie had this experience too. Don't you feel that connection? Don't you feel that validation? Don't you feel that love? Don't you see the glimpse and the remembrance of what it is that you truly are? And you are also creating this. So that's that higher aspect of how we're exploring and to come into the process of crystallization and yet also releasing and expanding beyond what is crystallized. That's the spiritual experience. So we're seeing this, you know, this polarity and this expansion and contraction. That's what reality is, what creation is. So we always want to be thinking of that first. That's fundamental to this, being a healer, and having, because by you healing yourself, even if you never were in service to anyone, if that were possible, but in a moment, when you're in a healing experience for yourself alone, you're sitting in a breathwork session all by yourself, and there's not even anyone, you're not saying anything to anyone, you're not you are contributing healing to energy, because energy is one, because this is a whole holistic system. And so that is your first, that is our first responsibility, ability to respond to existence. There we go.
Well, I don't have much more to add to that, except that, of course, do check out the show notes here, because there's a description and there are also the different ways that we can connect. And I would love to connect with you. And if you have any requests, you know, find me on Instagram, find me on YouTube. I'm about to get a lot more active on YouTube again, with, as I said at the beginning, with my little cycle of taking it on, you know, on the slow end of the things and doing the minimal amount. So you'll be seeing me a lot more on those different places. But I want to know what you need. I want to know what you desire. I want to know what you are curious about. So, you know, connect with me in those ways. Join Modern Mystic, $11 a month. We have a workshop coming up. We always have a workshop coming up. We always have the meditation coming up. And it's a beautiful community to come to. And of course, there's the Sacred Sphere and the other things that are coming up very soon. So again, I just appreciate you so much. And I know that we are heading for brighter and exciting days on our beautiful world. Thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.